I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning. I'm James Holman from The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Friday, October 16th. Here are election 2020 updates from today's show. Separated by five states, two television news outlets, and a deep trough of mutual animosity, Trump and Joe Biden held dueling town halls on Thursday night that offered a jarring contrast of their opposing political styles and approaches to major issues like the pandemic. The split-screen events, with Trump on NBC in Miami and Biden on ABC in Philadelphia, appeared to be broadcast from entirely different dimensions or planets. The soft-spoken Biden leaned back in a white chair, relaxed and conversational as he hit upon notes of optimism and uplift. Trump's appearance was heated and at times abrasive, with the candidate leaning forward as he defended his record and challenged the motivations of moderator Savannah Guthrie. In a rapid-fire 60 minutes, Trump doubted the effectiveness of wearing masks to prevent the virus from spreading, refused to denounce the baseless QAnon conspiracy theory, repeatedly declined to say whether he was tested for the coronavirus before the last debate, and battled with Guthrie, who pressed him with details and a mastery of the facts that other moderators have not possessed when sparring with him. Trump said his FBI director, Chris Wray, was, quote, not doing a very good job because he does not embrace the president's false claims of widespread voter fraud. He denounced white supremacy after being asked why he would not do so in the first debate, and he predicted a red wave on November 3rd, even though many of his campaign officials expect him to lose. In one of the most notable exchanges, Trump said he did not know about QAnon, a loose-knit online community that was recently banned from Facebook after sharing false stories, including ones about Democrats abusing children. Supporters of the group regularly appear with signs and apparel at Trump's rallies. Trump said on the NBC town hall, quote, they are very strongly against pedophilia, and I agree with that. The president said under questioning by Guthrie that his lungs were infected during his bout with the coronavirus and that he had a little bit of a temperature, but he didn't answer repeatedly when asked when he was tested and how often he was tested. He also refused to apologize for recently retweeting a false conspiracy theory that holds that the Obama administration faked the death of Osama bin Laden, the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, and may have orchestrated the murder of U.S. Special Forces personnel. Trump said it was just a retweet, and therefore he was not responsible for its accuracy. Guthrie replied that Trump's the president, adding, quote, you're not like someone's crazy uncle who can retweet whatever. Trump responded by calling the media so fake and so corrupt and saying he needs social media to get the word out. While Trump sparred in Miami with Guthrie, my colleagues Mike Shearer, Josh Dossi, and Jenna Johnson report that the mood in Philly resembled an academic policy discussion more than a political showdown. Biden chatted amiably with ABC's George Stephanopoulos and bantered with some of the voters who asked him questions. Often he'd follow up and ask if he satisfied what they wanted to know, and he offered to talk more with at least one voter afterward. Biden reiterated his usual campaign talking points, saying little surprising. He spoke about taxes, fracking, outreach to black voters, foreign relations, and the pandemic. He reiterated the importance of wearing masks, again saying that if he were president, he would pressure governors and local leaders to institute mandates, but he said he would not impose fines for people who refuse to take a coronavirus vaccine once it's available. The separate town halls took place on what would have been the night of the second scheduled presidential debate, which Trump withdrew from after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced that it would be held virtually. The final debate is still scheduled to take place next Thursday, October 22nd, with plans for both candidates to meet in a direct face-to-face debate in Nashville. The debate is expected to follow the same rules as the first one, with 12 feet of distance between the two candidates. The Trump and Biden campaigns have representatives that are scheduled to meet later today to discuss final preparations and other proposed precautions. Thanks for listening. I'm James Homan. If you want to hear full episodes, find The Daily 202 every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts.